I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shea Sharp. I've got great news. I'm a finalist for a Shorty Award. Go vote for your boy and make sure I bring this award home. Thank you. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for making Club Shea Shea a success.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
So the Packers did not tweak Aaron Rodgers' contract last week, meaning that while the QB got paid a nearly $7 million roster bonus, it also made it easier for Green Bay to move on from Rodgers in the 2022 or 2023 seasons. It also signals that the reigning MVP didn't get the contract extension he's been apparently looking for, and it led to reports that Rodgers wants assurances from the team that he won't be a lame duck quarterback this season. How about that? Shannon, will this be Rodgers' last year in Green Bay?
Skip, I just don't know how you just move on from a guy that just won the MVP convincingly. 48 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Yep.
Took your team to back-to-back NFC championship games, although he didn't play particularly well in all those games. I just don't understand how you do that. Do you believe Jordan Love, give you a better opportunity of taking that next step, which is ultimately getting to a Super Bowl? Does he give you a better chance at that than Aaron Rodgers? Skip, Aaron Rodgers is not looking to retire. Guys don't throw 48 touchdowns 1 year and then all of a sudden say, you know what, I think I'm good, and just walks away. He's still upset that you took Jordan Love, because Jordan Love, he didn't help you last year. He's not going to help you this year. You could have gotten somebody that could have helped only one side or the other that could have contributed. You can find anybody to throw practice, do skeleton and throw practice squad stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not what Jordan Love is not helping your football team win football games. And there's really assurances. Skip, that's not the kind of business the NFL is. They might have its sponsors, Progressive and State Farm, that offer insurance, but assurances, that's not what the league is.
No.
The league is today. Can you help me win today? We'll discuss tomorrow. Mm. But I'm not giving you assurances. And I know that's what he wants. He wants to say, okay, y'all really can get up off me after this next season and got no bonus money. So I'd be a little dead of money on the cap. And he's like, you know, show me that I'm your guy. You keep telling me I'm going to be here for a long time. Drafted that guy last year, which left me on shaky ground. So he wants another, you know, $50, $60 million, Skip, next 2 years and signing bonus, prorate that out. That way he knows you're not getting up off of Aaron Rodgers, Skip. You give him $60, $70 million in a two-year deal, because I think the last thing, he got $60 million, $64 million the first year of the deal. You give a guy that kind of money, you're not moving on after 2 years. So for me, for like the last 5 years, there's been this contentious relationship that we've seen play out, Skip, that's more in public than what the Brady situation. Because, Skip, we didn't really know the Brady situation until Seth Wickersham wrote that story.
2017.
The 2017. Mm-hmm. Skip, we didn't really know what was brewing behind the scenes.
Nope.
This has played out in public for the better part of 3 or 4 years.
It has.
And so it's going to have to come to a head sooner or later, Skip. Mm. But, Aaron, you were the Jordan Love. You were once Jordan Love about a decade ago.
He was.
They had a guy that was a three-time MVP.
They did.
And they took a quarterback. Even though you failed to him, they traded up to get this one. You now, the roles have reversed.
Yep.
You're now the three-time MVP that they drafted a quarterback to replace you with.
And it took Aaron Rodgers 3 years to finally win that job.
Yeah.
Mel Kiper reported that they completely rebuilt his delivery after they took him with the 24th overall because he fell all the way from potentially one to 24. And he played for Jeff Tedford at Cal. I even watched Aaron in his junior year against USC get yanked from a game because he was playing so poorly. Mm-hmm. But the Packers did not love his delivery, and they rebuilt it. I'm not sure exactly what the technical tweaks were.
Would they rebuild, huh?
Because you think he's got the greatest arm talent ever.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm about to say is going to anger my friend Lil Wayne, so I'm about to get an angry text, and I apologize in advance for that.
Uh-oh.
But the Green Bay Packers don't just have Aaron Rodgers. They have an Aaron Rodgers problem. Because he is now, once again, holding them hostage. Because he had a bounce-back year unlike maybe any I have ever seen.
Yeah,
because
usually he should have been comeback player of the year.
He should have been because he got called out. He got put on notice by his own team, this multiple MVP winner. And they took a quarterback. They drafted up to take a quarterback in the first round, a very unproven commodity. And to this moment, I still don't know what Jordan Love is. I have no idea. I did not watch him in college. I've seen the YouTube highlights. I've seen various video on TV occasionally. But I have not seen him play a single snap because there was no preseason because of the pandemic.
Right.
So it wasn't like we got four shots of Jordan Love, where we said, well, in that third preseason game, he looked pretty. No, right. I don't know. I don't know who he is. And all the reports out of Green Bay is he didn't exactly light up practice, but who knows, right?
Skip, Aaron needs to be careful because you remember the guy that kept trying to hold him hostage about he didn't want to come to training camp, he didn't want to come to mini camp.
All right.
And he kept holding out until they finally said, you know what? Aaron, you're in. Rodgers got to be careful, Skip.
Okay.
He keep trying to hold him hostage. They say, you know what? Jordan Love, you're in.
All right. My issue with Aaron Rodgers is the same it's always been. He is still more style than substance. He can just take over regular seasons the way I've rarely seen anybody. Maybe nobody has taken over the way 48-4. And he said, okay, watch this.
Right.
Runaway MVP. Hands down, unanimous MVP. No issue there. And then what happened?
Right.
He's now 1-4. In NFC championship games. So wait a second. In championship games, AFC and NFC, Tom Brady is 10-1, and you're 1-4. So Brady has won 9 more championship games.
10-3.
10 to what?
10-3.
10-3?
Yeah.
I thought it was 10-4.
No, remember he lost twice to Peyton in Denver, and he lost to Peyton
now,
three times.
I looked it up today. It was 4. But
remember, he lost to Peyton both times in Denver, and he lost when Peyton beat him in Indy.
So that's it? 3?
That's it. Yeah, he lost 3 championship games.
Okay, well, I'll take
10-3. 10-3 is this good.
Okay, well, I had it at 10-4, but that means that Aaron's lost one more, and Tom.
No, I'm saying Tom. Tom is 10-3 in championship games.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So he has one fewer loss than Aaron, but he's won 10-1.
Yeah.
10-1.
He has 9 fewer wins.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
And then Aaron Rodgers, all-time postseason, he's 11-9.
Right.
But the 11 counts. 4 in a row on the roll to the bowl, right?
Yeah.
And that was 10 years ago.
Yes.
Okay? So what is he, 7-8 since then? And remember, his 7 all have some flaws in them because it was Joe Webb. It was the Dez catch game. It was Kirk Cousins. It was the Miami boat trip, you know, where Odell took his receivers.
Well, man, Skip, don't stop that. Your guy beat David Garrard on the way to a championship, so stop doing that.
And I didn't finish with Mason crossbars to intergalactic field goals that I don't even know how either one of them went over the crossbar, but they did.
What?
And then just this year, he beat the Rams when Jared Goff was forced into the game with two screws in his throwing thumb. And was Aaron Donald not healthy? I don't think he was healthy.
No,
I'm not even sure he played in the game.
But Adam Vinatieri kicked a game-winning field goal, Skip, in Antarctica.
I just gave you 6 out of 7.
He hasn't played well, Skip. I'm not here to defend
that. Look at the losses. He lost to Eli at home. He lost to Kaepernick at home. That game at Seattle, that's the worst playoff game he's ever played, and that was the championship.
Well, your guy lost
there to
Eli twice.
Okay, well, I got it. But this
Eli,
is
big
7-8. My guy is 34-11
yes.
in the playoffs. 34-11? So my guy has 23 more playoff wins than your guy. And my guy, has only two more playoff losses.
Well, how about this? Let's make this short story. Let's make this long story short. Mm-hmm. Do you believe the Packers should move on from Aaron Rodgers?
Well, the X factor for me is Jordan Love. I don't know anything about it.
Hell, you didn't know anything about Brett Favre either. Okay. I mean, about Aaron Rodgers when he took over Brett.
Well, at least I'd watched him. I knew what he could do.
Well, because he came into that Dallas game. And you remember, Skip, he came in for Dallas game. I think it was like a Thursday night, Monday night mm-hmm. game. And he ended up getting hurt.
Before he was a starter. I got it. But I watched him a lot at Cal, so I had a sense of what he was. And I was making a case versus Alex Smith that I could see taking him number one overall. I didn't think he'd have to wait 3 years.
Right.
But is Jordan Love Aaron Rodgers? I doubt it.
No, you didn't.
I seriously doubt it. I could be wrong, but I'm shooting in the dark on Jordan Love. I don't know anything about how that goes.
Any quarterback taken in the fifth or the sixth round, what do they say? Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers had to sit. Oh, that's what he gonna be the next. Bruh.
All right.
You talk about historically great, all-time great players.
But when you needed Aaron Rodgers the most.
He didn't come through.
He did not come through.
He didn't come through, Skip. I don't make no excuses.
You had it first and goal at the 8. You're down 31-23 with 2:22 left in the game. And you have three straight throws if we could see bang, bang, bang. He goes, here we go. To Lazard is the first one. It's kind of to nobody. I don't know. I'm not even sure where he's throwing that one. This is to Devontae. And it looks like he had him, and he just overthrew him. Then this is also to Devontae on third down and from the 8.
Devontae,
I thought he had it. Okay. Did he make a bad choice?
Yes,
he did.
Yes.
This is all the money on the table versus Tom Brady, and you finally got a home NFC championship game that you had dreamed of having. Well, it's just this is not good enough, and then they had to take the field goal, okay? It's just not good enough. You went 4 of 11 in the fourth quarter, and you wound up losing.
Aaron,
you took the field goal, and you lost 31-26.
Run that.
Okay? I got it. But that's been repeat behavior on his part. In the biggest moments, he's not Tom Brady.
Right.
So you're held hostage. Can you win Super Bowls with Aaron Rodgers? I don't think so. Not as he's advancing in age. And do I think he wants to play into his 40s? I don't.
So he want to play into the skip. I mean, you ain't trying to turn down $38, $40 million. That's why Tom Brady's taking $25
million.
But everybody else, if you notice, Aaron has never given a discount. Most quarterbacks don't give discount. So I believe you still can win with him. But for whatever reason, he hasn't. The thing that Tom can do is that Tom can understand and diagnose the situation and says, okay, this is the kind of game that needs to be played.
Yep.
It's not a 400-yard mm-hmm. passing day for me. It's 100 and no turnover passing day for me.
Could be.
But Aaron has to understand. Aaron has to, he has to win that game, Skip. Run the ball. You got him. Everybody's tucked inside. You pump, and then you race JPP, and you race Ndamukong Suh to the pylon. And if they catch you, so be it.
Okay.
But you got that's the play that you got to make, not the two guys draped on Devontae.
That's why he is 1-4 in championship games.
You got to make those plays.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. It comes down to guys make plays, big-time guys. Tom Brady, more times than not, have made the big throw, have avoided the big mistake in those situations.
Yep. MVP, 11-9 in the postseason. MVP, 11-9.
He's still MVP. He got three of them. He's going to go to the Super Bowl, too, before it's all said and done.
Well, is he?
Yeah.
You guarantee that? No.
Let's give up.
Next question. No mercy.
The brand new Fox Sports app is a finalist for the 13th annual Shorty Awards. I love it. I do not download any apps. I simply do not. I'm an old man. I don't know how to use my phone. I don't like apps. I don't like clutter. But the Fox Sports app is so sleek. It has everything you would ever want. So I got it on my phone. You should have it too. You should also vote for us for the Shorty Awards. You can vote in the description below. Vote once a day. Vote for the Fox Sports app. We are a finalist. We need this. Do it, America. No mercy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you. No mercy.
So get this, the Eagles are bringing in veteran QB and former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco, presumably as their backup this season. Flacco has played for the Broncos and the Jets since leaving the Ravens 2 seasons ago, and now he will be returning to his hometown area to provide some mentoring to Philly's new franchise QB, Jalen Hurts. So Shannon, how do you explain this move by the Eagles?
Sometimes, Kim, you have to offer something without explanation. But Joe Flacco can say, I'm one of the only men other than Peyton Manning to beat Tom Brady in the championship game. You're right. Tom Brady is 10-4 in championship games. Lost three to Peyton Manning and one to Joe Flacco. The guy you call Joe Flacco.
I do. And I'm about to call him that again.
Skip, we keep it buck on. Let's be all the way real. Joe Flacco has really never been a good regular season quarterback. Joe Flacco gets hot in the playoffs, and he lights you up. Joe Flacco hadn't been good since he had that Super Bowl run. That was in 2012.
Yep.
So here we are in 2021. Joe Flacco has not been good in the regular season since then. Hell, he wasn't good in the regular season before then. But he could get in the playoffs. I don't know what somebody casts a spell over him. Something comes over him. But he gets in the playoffs. And it doesn't matter if it's Brady. It didn't matter if it was Tom, if it was Peyton Manning.
Nope.
He did not care. But in the regular season, you like, dude, he had some of the worst QBRs. A one, a three, a five. And you're like, what the hell? Does he care? Does he know where he is? But for whatever reason, come playoff time, you see Joe Cool, you see a different guy. I don't get this. What the hell they gonna get out of Joe Flacco? I guess give a veteran presence. But don't you want a guy that if something were to happen to the starter, he can come in and win your game?
Yep.
Did they not see Joe Flacco in Denver? Did they not see Joe Flacco with the Jets? I guess they ain't watched that tape. They just said, oh, that's Joe Flacco. He got a Super Bowl. Skip, Joe Flacco hadn't been good in a very, very long time. I don't know if he's never been great. He had great stretches. But to say, has he ever been a top 10 quarterback, top 15 quarterback? No. I give up. I don't know what Philly. I don't know what the hell Philly, Howie Roseman, Mr. Lure, I don't know what you guys are doing, but you're making a mess.
On that, I agree. Back to Flacco. You realize that run through those playoffs after the 2012 season was arguably the greatest playoff run ever.
Yes.
I know Nick Foles had one, but this was even deeper and longer and better because Joe Flacco from the regular season turned into, I don't know, just
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, I guess. He's beyond Joe Montana because he goes through Peyton first, and then he goes through I'm sorry. He went through Andrew Luck and then Peyton and then Tom Brady and then Colin Kaepernick in the Super Bowl. In those four games, he was 11 touchdowns to no interceptions.
Yes.
That's impossibly great. His QBR average for those four games was 84. That's scaled 0 to 100. Trust me, it's off the charts great. And yet, in the regular seasons, last night I went through every regular season and did his average QBR for regular seasons. It's 55.
Yes.
Because he's Flacco. And off that playoff run, off beating Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers in the Super Bowl, He became the highest paid player, not quarterback, player in the National Football League. What? That's Fluco.
Yes.
Way to go, Joe Linta, his agent. He's a good guy, and he did a great job for him. But it's just hard to live up to that. I used to have legendary battles on ESPN with my friend Terrell Suggs because he had to stand by him. I knew in Suggs' heart of hearts, he knew he's like, I don't know. But as he used to call him, Cool Joe in the playoffs. Well, Cool Joe would emerge.
Right.
And he could win you a championship.
Right.
And if we could just see, I'll never forget the Hail Fluco at Denver against your Broncos and Peyton Manning. And they're down 35-28. This is the third, what was it, third and three from the 30. What? Jacoby Jones, do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was impossible. How do you do that to tie it and send it to overtime? I mean, the defense was horrible.
Yes. You can't give that up. You get deep as the deepest.
Okay. And then he goes to Foxborough against Belichick's vaunted defense. Mm-hmm. And here he is at Foxborough. Watch this stuff. He's flawless, Flacco. That's Anquan Boldin, who was just beasting through the whole playoffs.
And remember, he's a Lee Evans drop from beating Tom Brady
again in
Foxborough.
I agree. There it is again to Anquan Boldin. And then he goes to the Super Bowl and has a QBR of 90 against the 49ers. And he has three touchdowns and no interceptions.
Yes.
And was the Super Bowl MVP. Okay. So here's what I think Philly got hung up on. He did have his moments last year for the Jets. And the Jets were a bad football team because you always say Sam Darnold has no help.
Right.
Well, Fluco had the same no help, right? But remember that one Monday night game late in the year against New England? Mm-hmm. It was at Jets, but he goes 18-25 for 262 with three touchdowns, if we could see those, because this is Cool Joe. This is some good stuff here. I think they saw this tape and said, he's still got game left.
Oh, he's still got a big arm, Skip. He still can throw the ball down the field.
Yeah. So big touchdowns. They ended up losing the game. Oh, that was wide open. That was pretty easy.
Because I think he threw a pick.
Yeah, he threw one interception. They lost 30-27. But the point is, I don't believe those Eagles are that sold on my guy Jalen Hurts.
No.
You're not that sold.
Mm-mm.
I am, but they're not.
No.
So I think they're still a little bit naked at that position. Like they don't have any fallback. They didn't have a plan B.
You believe they take a quarterback?
I told you when we were going through the Mac Jones derby, are they a candidate? Yes, they are.
But I thought Mr. Lurie told them not to bring somebody else in to challenge him for the position.
Thought so, but who has final say? Howie Roseman. I don't know.
Mr. Lurie has final say. It's his
but
team.
They've been a mess. They're still a mess, to your point, because I think there's some thought within the organization. Joe Flacco is now 36 years of age. This will be his 14th NFL season. But I think... Think about what they just did. Jalen Hurts runs one offense. Joe Flacco, quite another.
Totally different.
So it's not like a complementary quarterback where he has the same skill set as Jalen does. Because Jalen is definitely going to use his legs.
Right.
He's a good thrower. I never said he was a great thrower.
Right. And you may run more RPOs with Jalen Hurts than you do Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Skip, I thought you didn't want to run two offenses. Remember that was the excuse that they gave us about Cap?
You would have to run two
offenses.
Well, this is... dramatically two offenses.
Oh, yeah.
This is night and day two offenses. So I looked at the numbers of Fluco last year for the Jets versus Jalen Hurts. They both started four games.
Yeah.
Flacco goes 0-4. Jalen goes 1-3. But it's 55% completion for Flacco, 52 for Jalen. So it's kind of similar. And the yards are pretty close, 864-919. It's almost like it was touchdowns for Flacco, 6-3 interceptions, and Jalen was 5-3. So it's almost like they have identical stats. And I think Howie Roseman's saying, I'm going to bring him in. He grew up an Eagles fan in the same sort of neighborhood, mm-hmm. Nearby.
Right.
And I think they think, well, now we got our safety net. If we don't love Jalen, if we don't love the way he plays in the preseason, maybe we could go with Flacco. That's what I believe they're doing.
Well, they say when your parachute is skipped, they say you make sure you check your own equipment.
Yep.
Well, if that's your safety net, you better make sure you check that thing again, because there's a hole in it. And you think you're jumping out, you're going to hit the dirt. Because if you think Joe Flacco going to take y'all anywhere, if something happened to Jalen Hurts and he going to keep y'all afloat.
Yep. Well, as a Cowboy fan, I am happy.
I bet you are happy.
Yeah. Why, Eagles, why? That's what I ask.
Guess what? You don't need to worry about them. It's another team that's going to change their name. And there's another team with the judge. Mm. The judge.
He fits the Cowboys,
the third place in the division.
Okay.
Oh, so are you still
with the judge.
Eagles? Are you fine with the Eagles still, Shannon, or are you moving on?
I'm done with the Eagles. They did walk into them back. Mm. You can't do walk into them like that and stick. I'm going to stick around. Mm. Can't do that.
Moving on. All right. Well, it's good. Been said. Good to know.
I moved on a long time ago. No mercy.
The under-23 men's national soccer team continue their fight for a spot in the Summer Olympics as they take on Mexico. CONCACAF men's Olympic qualifying tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and the Fox Sports app. So the Warriors are currently in ninth place in a loaded Western Conference, but that's not stopping Draymond Green from being confident as ever. This past weekend, Draymond raised eyebrows when he talked about where he ranks as a defender all time. Take a listen here for yourself.
I think I'm the best defender to ever play this game. 100%. That's my opinion. I also think I view the game a lot differently than most people view the game. You know, when I look at all the facets that make up the defensive side of the ball, I think I am great in every facet that makes up that side of the ball. So I think I'm the best defender to ever play in the NBA. I stand by that. I'll put myself up against anyone.
Well, you gotta love the confidence. Shannon, does Draymond have a case?
Yeah, and he should be thrown in jail. They should put a case. They should have put a case on his butt for saying that out loud. Mm. Skip, Draymond Green is not a top 20 defender.
All time.
Yeah. And Skip, and the guy that I got in front of Draymond, I didn't put Mr. Russell, Bill Russell. I didn't put Havlicek. I didn't put Clyde Frazier because I didn't see them play.
You didn't put Bill Russell?
I didn't put him because I didn't see
him. You got to just do it on reputation, on legend.
Skip,
go ahead.
Is he better than Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, Dwight Howard, Dikembe Mutombo, Tim Duncan, and Ben Wallace?
No.
Okay, let's go forwards. Dennis Rodman, Kawhi Leonard, Scottie Pippen, Kevin Garnett, Bobby Jones. He better than any of those.
I can't believe you put Bobby Jones in there.
I remember Bobby Jones.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, let's go guards. Mm-hmm. Is he better than Michael Jordan, Gary Payton, Kobe Bryant, Sidney Moncrief, Michael Cooper, Bruce Bowen, Alvin Robinson, or Tony Allen? So which one of those guys, Draymond Green, is better than? That's 19 guys.
You got 19 there?
That's 19.
Okay.
And I left off Mr. Russell. I left off Havlicek. I left off Clyde Frazier. And he says he's the greatest all time?
Hmm.
But Draymond on Flocka. He ain't even smoking that good stuff out here. He on Flocka. He crazy.
Here's what I think is going on with Draymond. It's the same thing that infected Steve Kerr the other night. It's spoiled rotten syndrome where you dominated for so long as a franchise. You were such a dynasty that all of a sudden, when you fell back to earth and there's no more KD, and for now there's no Klay,
right,
and you're just another pretty good team.
Yes.
And Draymond's just another pretty good player.
Right.
You can't stand it anymore. Your pride is rubbed raw. Don't you remember me? Remember what I was?
Right.
Remember that series in 2016 when I got suspended and everybody said I was the glue of the team and they missed me so dearly in game 5 back in Oracle?
Right.
Okay. They did miss him.
Yes.
But does that make him top 20 all time? No. To your point, I think I can go to 25 pretty easily.
Well, see, you saw John Havlicek and Clyde Frazier play. I didn't.
Okay.
But they were better than he was.
I've seen a lot of Draymond Green. And there was a reason that he was the fifth pick in the second round, not in the first round, but in the second round. He's not an explosive athlete. He is highly skilled. And I think what he was trying to say in the clip we just saw, he does it with his mind even more than he does his body because he tries to be in the right place at the right time.
Right.
And I give him high marks for that. But as far as dominating a game defensively, again, you're not even in the same breath. Let's just start with this fact. He has won one defensive player of the year. Just one. Okay, let's start with the fact that Dikembe and Ben Wallace won 4.
Right.
So right there, you put Dikembe in?
I put Dikembe in, yeah.
Okay, so that's 4, so no. Dwight Howard, all-time great, won 3 of these awards.
Consecutive.
Okay. Now let's go to two-time winners. We got Hakeem that you put in. Did you put Kawhi in?
I put Kawhi in.
Thank you. Alonzo Mourning won two of these.
I forgot Mourning.
Okay. He won two. Rudy Gobert has won two. Sidney Moncrief won two.
Yeah, I put him
won
in there.
Two.
Yes, with Milwaukee, I remember Sidney Moncrief.
Mark Eaton won two defensive players.
I didn't put
of the
him
year.
In there.
And Mark Eaton's like 7-4.
He was, okay.
So it's hard to argue with 7-4 because he just dominated.
He did.
Just blocked everything
right.
He wanted to throw up in
right.
the lane. Okay, now we go back to your list. And let's start with the guy who took first exception, who was Tony Allen. I just want people to remember, Kobe Bryant always said, my toughest defender
right.
was Tony Allen.
That's good enough for me.
That's all you need.
That's good enough
Case
for me.
Case closed. Next question.
Right.
I know Tony Allen. I used to watch him very closely. All he cared about was playing defense.
Yes.
Offense was just an afterthought.
Right.
And he wasn't very good at offense, but he was all-time great at getting up in you.
Mm-hmm.
And another player that was right out of the same mold, or maybe he made the mold, was Michael Cooper for the Lakers.
Yes!
Dude, listen, he's way beyond Draymond as a perimeter defender. Well, they tell the legendary stories about when they brought in Kobe when he was a 17-year-old
right.
to work him out. Jerry West
right.
took him to the YMCA in Inglewood for a little private workout, and Michael Cooper had just retired, and he brought Michael in just to torment and terrorize this kid. And you know what happened?
Right.
It went the other way until Michael Cooper said, I can't take it anymore. Well, that's how much Jerry West thought of Michael Cooper. Okay? So then Bill Russell, listen, what he did to Wilt Chamberlain, we know the Wilt numbers, right?
Right.
They're ridiculous numbers. Mm-hmm. They're so off the charts that you can't even fathom that he could average that many points and that many rebounds,
right?
Bill Russell terrorized him when they met head-to-head. Just terrorized him, owned him psychologically and physically.
You listen to the guy that tormented your Bulls. Is he better than Dennis Rodman?
No. And by the way, I left him out. He won two.
Yes!
Two defensive players of the year. Okay, now back to the Bulls I covered in 1998. I definitely give you Scottie Pippen as all-time great, top 20. But listen, Michael Jordan, top 20. He's in my
yes.
top 10.
Yes.
I don't know if people understand how he just annihilated guards on defense
right.
where he just took people
right.
out of the game, where you couldn't get the ball across half court against Jordan or Pippen.
For a guy to play to be that involved defensively and give you 30 on a nightly basis, we don't see that, Skip. Normally, guys that are really good defensively,
okay.
they're challenged offensively.
All right.
And that's what Jordan could give you. Skip, Gary Payton, is Draymond better than Gary Payton?
No. He was called the glove for a reason.
What's Draymond's nickname?
I don't know. Draymond.
Matumbo. Matumbo had the fake away.
He's still doing it on for Geico. They're still showing the Geico.
They banned it, Skip. You can't do that in the guy's face
okay.
now.
Okay,
you didn't
it.
Mention Tim Duncan. You mentioned
okay.
Kevin Garnett.
Okay, well, I was about to get to my Spurs because David Robinson and Tim Duncan, way more valuable on defense than Draymond, who's about six. What do we give him? Seven, maybe?
Yeah.
6'6", 6'7"? I don't know.
Skip, I get
sorry.
Confidence, but this is delusion.
Okay. Did you put Kevin Garnett on?
Yeah,
that?
I got Kevin. Okay, I got KG.
You.
I got the ticket.
Wanted to make sure, and then I'm making sure we didn't lose anybody here. You put Kobe in there, right?
I put Kobe in there, yes.
Okay. I put LeBron James above Draymond. Listen, I know LeBron's now in year 18, but when he was in those first 10 years,
I purposely left him out because I didn't want people to say, you just put Draymond.
I'll put him in. I'll put him in because he was first team all defense.
What about Bruce Bowen?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a gadget guy who could.
All he did was play defense. You talk about defense.
I know Bruce very well, and he was a little bit of a gray area defender.
He looked dirty all the time.
He had to get in your head as
yeah.
well as up in you,
yeah.
you know, right? I don't know. That's a close call for me.
I'm taking Alvin Robertson over him.
Yeah, he was special. Just
see,
special, but
like,
people don't remember.
I only went with guys that I saw play. I didn't see Havlicek play. I didn't see Mr. Russell play. And I didn't see Clyde Frazier. These guys that I saw play, I've seen Draymond play. Draymond Green is not a top 20 defender.
All right.
I don't care what he says. It's his opinion.
I'll throw one more name in there, a guy we have occasionally on the show, and I hope to have him on sometime in the very near future, and that is Ron Artest.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what name he's going by right now,
Skip,
but
I forgot
Ron
about
Artest.
Him, Skip. I didn't put him on there.
Hey, in his day, in his time, he was so physical and
yes.
just nasty on defense.
Yes.
Because he's such a huge human being.
Yes.
So athletic and explosive that he was even better on defense than he was on
right.
offense. And there was that one year in Indiana when I thought he was making a run at MVP,
yep.
and he was doing it on both ends of the floor, better than Draymond. Well, now what? I've lost track. I'm up to at least 25.
Yeah.
And you're saying you're best?
No, he said he's the greatest all time.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
Didn't say, he could have said, you know what, I believe I'm a top 10 or I'm a top 20 defender all time, and then we could have a case where, like, okay, let's see where you are. But to say you're the greatest all time and you're not best, I defy you to find one person that's in the NBA, any of the general managers. Let's go ask Jerry West. Because Jerry West will remember all of them. And ask him if Draymond Green, a better defender than anybody that we have on my list or your list. He's going to say, absolutely not. You're not better than... Lord have mercy. Is he a better defender right now than Rudy Gobert? No!
That's laughable. You just made me LOL.
No, you're not better than Rudy Gobert!
And what exactly does Draymond do? Do you ever see him say, I got him,
no.
I'm going to take him out of the game?
I get Skip. He can steal the ball. But Draymond ain't guarding no 1-5.
No.
And dominate like Olajuwon. Olajuwon never averaged less than 2 blocks. He averaged 3 for a career. Robinson averaged 3 blocks for a career. Olajuwon averaged almost 2 steals for a center for a career. The man had a quadruple-double. The NBA took it back. He went and got another one 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Draymond. I get you have confidence. Well, you know what, Skip? I don't care what anybody say. I'm the richest man in the world. And can't nobody tell me otherwise.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Well, you can live in your own delusion.
That's my
so
opinion.
Want. Okay.
Well, come on, Draymond. Just say, you know what? I feel I'm still a top defender in all the NBA. I feel I'm one of the best defenders of all time. We can debate that one of the best. Okay, he does have a defensive player of the year. But Skip, a lot of these guys have more defensive first teams than Draymond been in the league.
To my eye, Draymond is a better help defender
yes.
than a primary
yes.
defender. So he's like a lane patroller. Where
right.
He anticipates all-time great. I give
right.
you that. I got to be here before
right.
you get there. I got to help. I got to make it happen and stay connected on defense.
Right.
He's really good at that.
Right.
But that's not special.
Right. I mean, think about it. Olajuwon and David Robinson, Skip, they're smack dab in each other's career. They got to guard each other.
Yep.
And that's when that had really the big man back then. Had him and Ewing and Mourning and Shaq.
And
imagine Draymond trying to guard Shaq in his prime. What'd you think of happened, Skip?
Another joke. Well, so Draymond is 6'7"-ish.
Right.
And would you call him a great athlete? Because I don't see great athleticism.
No.
Do you?
No.
Okay, so...
He's carved out a great niche for himself. He's done unbelievable in his career. But he's delusional if he thinks he's a top 20 defender all time.
Is he an imposing physical specimen to you at all? No. Is he a shot blocker? No.
I'm trying to figure out... I'm looking at this list. I'm trying to figure out who could he stop? Other than Dennis Rodman, who's not going to shoot the ball. Who he going to take say, I got him one-on-one. I got it. You don't worry about him. All these other guys that I mentioned, Skip, could take somebody and say, okay... What you normally get, that's not happening today. Of all the players on this list, who is he guarding and said, you know what, Olajuwon, you're not getting them numbers.
Okay, on your list, Bruce Bowen.
Okay.
That'd be the one. Seriously, I didn't put him on mine.
Bruce Bowen and Tony Allen.
That's what I
but
said.
That's
yeah,
it.
He could take Tony Allen right out of the game because Tony doesn't even shoot it. So
but
way to go.
Is he going to guard Duncan or Kevin Garnett?
No.
You gotta love the confidence, but I do. I feel like he says it. I'm the best defender to ever play the game. Then, 100%. Oh yeah, I view it differently. Oh yeah, I'm the best. I say, like he had to convince himself as he was saying
how you
it out
do
loud.
I play with my mind. No mercy.